Is she going to be executed or accused of a lot of bad, dastardly
deeds? No. The only reason who gives a fuck about her? Do you remember the madam? Do you remember the madam, Heidi White?
Yeah. You remember Heidi? Yeah.
Well, the problem with Heidi is she knew who everybody she was slept with and who was in and out and over and under and everything the rabbit did to the stump. She is the little book. Remember the little book? It went missing. Well, she is the little book, Bob.
You mean she worked with Madam Fleisch? Madam Heidi?
No. She knows Jeffrey Epstein's everywhere money came from. Everybody he fucked. Everybody he had to fuck. Everybody that was in the soup with. Donald Trump, who he fucked. Clinton and who he fucked. The kings and queens of England, who they fucked and what they were fucking and what they liked and didn't like and preferred and didn't prefer and which one preferred nice young goats over humans.
Including Queen Elizabeth.
Including, many of the royal family.
Right. And Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, sort of, yeah. She's a little above that.
You see, sex is the only fun that humans have. They have to have sex no matter what they're doing, right?
Well, but the problem is they get so based in it, and that's what Carolyn's argument is. They get so far out there, they can't enjoy sex. It turns to turn into some Caligula-like event. Or some orgy of some sort, even to get your attention anymore, because it's just mundane. It just becomes passé.
Right. Now, you'll be careful what you say about Queen Elizabeth?
We do. No reason to alienate one of your followers, Bob.
All right. There was a piece.
Prince Andrew scared shitless.
Of me.
Of what's going to happen to him.
Ghislaine. Oh, so will Ghislaine talk? Will she reveal names and all that stuff?
Yeah, she's going to spend the rest of her life in jail. So, yeah, she's got to.
What'd you say, Carol?
They'll probably kill her.
And they're not going to kill her, are they, Ion? It'd be too obvious.
It depends. We'll see.
But she's going to reveal stuff about people. They'll come out in the courts or whatever it means.
No, you're going to have to do better than that. You're not getting like that. That's ridiculous. You're not going to just throw shit on the wall and see what sticks. You're going to have to do your homework. You're going to prepare and get this together and ask good, right questions regarding good, right answers, regarding good, right positions to what she knew, who slept with whom, how Jeffrey Epstein got his money, wealth, and power. She got her money, wealth, and power from her papa, who owned a great big, he was a book magnate, imagine that, in a Gutenberg sort of kind of way. And so he ran the boat from that side, and that's where her nepotism kicked in. And so she liked playing with Epstein. But she knows all the dirty, dirty, sullied little details. That's how she was able to balance it.
Did you just say that her father, Robert Maxwell, had a Bible? Did you say something about Gutenberg?
No. He was a book. He was a book magnet. The Gutenberg Galaxy Press.
Oh, he sold books. Okay, he had a book press. But so he was thrown off or killed out in the Atlantic Ocean. Was that connected to the Epstein doings way back then?
No, it was other problems. Other problems. But they were but it was other problems.
Yeah, so they had a corrupt situation, that family, and she inherited it. She just moved into it. Right,
yeah.
So.
And then she could get to all the right people. Jeffrey Epstein had all the right, frivolities that seemed to be the cote du jour. And so, she was the one, she'd get him loved up because she was safe. I mean, you know, she was safe.
Yeah. What, you say Prince Andrew's going to suffer from this capture.
Yeah, the queen done throwed his ass out. She done put him out.
She did?
Yeah.
Yeah, already. And, okay, so then.
So come what may, So come what may, the House of Windsor will not suffer because of who fucked who in the Epstein debauchery class of bliss.
Well, and that's because the Queen is a bigger Epstein than Epstein. She knows more than Epstein did and set up more. Right? She knows more secrets than anybody.
Chances are. Yeah.
Right. So Gisling, one more
point. The Culligan diamond is more significant than we said.
Right. So is she, who said, arrest Gisling? Who pulled that? Did Trump have something to do with that?
No. They're trying to pull the trigger to see what they're going to come up with, because they've got to have some kind of distraction so people can talk about a Democrat for 30 minutes, Bob. We've got to have some Democrat fucking.
Okay, so this is a pro-Trump move.
Yeah, it's a new zeitgeist for the zeitgeist.
Right, and they could have busted her 6 months ago or a year ago, but they waited for the right time to see how the polls, see events unfold.
Yeah.
Now is the
right
time.
And so they knew she bought the 153-acre farm under an fake LLC with cash. They knew she was on the lam out there. They've been watching her for all this time. She was acting. Everybody said she was in en France. She was parlez-vous français, en français, on the Rigauche and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, she was hiding right there all alone.
Right. And is she quite nervous about her situation?
It's a mixed bag, Bob. She's got all the cards. So, why wouldn't she leave? If she were that serious, why wouldn't she get the fuck out? She had the sun and the stars, but she didn't. She stayed. And I'll tell you something. And then, when she stayed, now you gotta have a different level of look. The different level of look is she has to keep make sure that everybody knows that where all these details, these sullied little details are. If something happens to her, they're going straight to WikiLeaks.
And she's already arranged that.
Yeah.
Okay, very interesting. Yeah. So she said, I can't be hiding all my life, so I've got to go through this and see what I can pull off, what I can protect myself with. So she knew she had
to go through this. It's no different than what she was doing with Jeffrey Epstein. Everything was a bad sex run anyway, everything. Anyway. So she couldn't get to it from that side in any case. So, yeah, it was ugly.
All right. She's used to it. Used to an ugly lifestyle. Correct?
You got to say it a better way.
Well, she's used to an ugly lifestyle. That's pretty good.
Well, that's not a lifestyle. It's like being in Caligula's court. You never know when you're the one for dinner.
Okay, gotcha. So
your problem?
But she grew up with that, their father, so she creates frequency.
Well, perfect, that's exactly right. But that still sounds strange when you're causing debauchery because you're upset about the debauchery. I don't see it doesn't make a lot of sense. You see, but if that's what you're talking about though, but yeah.
Yeah. It's all she knew how to do. And she got attention by it. People like to have attention. She had a role in society. She had a sense of importance. Correct? You like that? That's the right way to say it.
Basically, yeah, that's pretty good.